Well, today you have to mechanoich lenar. Every darkei, every generation needs its own.
I know, but in the previous generations, they
think it's out of
plan.
I don't know. Okay, talk to Gemara. We are in the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are about halfway down the Amud. Amar Rabbi Elazar. I guess to find it, go to Taisus Hilchasa, turn across to the Gemara, go up four lines. So we had the Machlokes or Shlokes and Rabbi Yochanan. We had the Machlokes or Shlokes and Rabbi Yochanan, and that was about if a Chalitza Smuberis is a Chalitza, a Bia Smuberis is a Bia. Rabbi Yochanan held not, it is, and Shlokes held not. Amar Rabbi Elazar. After Yitzel Ahadr Shlokes Loitanam Loba Maslisim, is it possible to say Rish Lakish is Chiddush? Because of the two, Rish Lakish is the bigger Chiddush. The brother died. At the end of the day, he has no children. So why shouldn't the Chalitza to be have been good? So there it is, Rish Lakish derived it from a Pasek, from a Svara. But it would be make sense, Dr. Blazer, that there's got to be a Mishnah that leads us to believe that. Right? Without a Mishnah, how do you get to that point? How does Rish Lakish get there? He's an Amira. He doesn't usually die from Sukkim, right? So there must be a Mishnah that indicates like Rish Lakish. That's what Rabbi Elazar said. Is it possible that Rish Lakish is right? And we didn't learn it in the Mishnah, right? Nothing Dak Vashka. So he went out, he looked, and he found the Mishnah. He found the Mishnah that indicated Rish Lakish. I'm sorry?
I thought Rish Lakish was...
He died from the Pasuk. Amoraim don't usually die from Sukkim.
He did.
So, Rav Elazar is saying he must have seen a Diak in the Mishnah that way that led him to say it. What he's saying is Rish Lakish would not have invented this halacha. He must have seen a Diak in the Mishnah that led him to darshan this pasuk because he saw the Mishnah, this halacha.
Let's say he saw the Mishnah. How's that going to help?
The Tana said it. There's a big difference in a Tana and a Meira.
Why didn't the Tana say it then?
Again, Rish Lakish told it to us. Rabbi Elazar is saying Rish Lakish would have never said it unless there's a Diak in the Mishnah that way.
Where's Mantana? Who's the Tana that
says
that?
I mean, where did he get this from? Now, Meroim don't usually die from Sukkim.
He
should
have said it B'Shem Omro. That's what he's saying.
No, he's not saying that. He's saying, where is that Mishnah that indicates this?
What's his source?
Where did Rish Lakish get it from? So, Nodvig Dak V'Ashkach. So, he went and he looked, and he found a Mishnah that indicates like Rish Lakish. Now, I want to explain something. In the next Gemara, there's going to be two Girsas. And I'm going to do something that I don't think I ever did. I'm going to learn a second half of Rashi before we learn the first half of Rashi, because that's the Girsa we have, and that's the Girsa Rashi says is correct. Instead of learning the first half of Rashi, which Rashi has the Girsa, which he says is incorrect, and it'll confuse people in Pshat in the Gemara. But let's do it. Let's not. This is a Mishnah later on in Yevamos. A woman whose husband and her co-wife went to a faraway country. Now here they left, husband and one of the wives. He left his other wife back at home, right? And they're gone for a while.
No children
as of yet. Then people came and told her, your husband died. Now as far as she knows, he didn't have any children. But what does she know happened while they were there? She shouldn't get married to anybody else, or Yibum, neither of the two, until she finds out, meaning no Chalitza, no Yibum, that's how we understand it, no marriage, which means no Chalitza, no Yibum, until she finds out whether her Tzara is pregnant. Now, I can understand that she doesn't get Yibum because, for all you know, her Tzara had a kid, and the kid is viable, or will have a kid that's viable, and that means there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and the guy is living with Eishesach. And the way Tachlitz am I. Why can't she do chalitza? Let her get chalitza and get married and cover her bases. Manusha, is the baby, is there a viable baby? So the chalitza was nothing, didn't need it. If there was no baby, she got chalitza, she can get married. Why does she have to wait and not do anything? So bishleima, it's understandable. Tachlos b'loy test, v'tinasa b'loy test, v'tinasa b'loy test lai, haynu safek. We don't want her to get do chalitza within 9 months of her husband's death and get married. Because perhaps, again, this is a riot to Rish Lakish. Perhaps the Tzara is pregnant, and Chalitza's Mubaris is not good. So we can't have her have Chalitza now. Because, Mamonachuk, I mean, because maybe her Tzara is pregnant. And if, as Rish Lakish says, right, Chalitza's, I'm sorry, right, because that, sorry, right, maybe the baby was viable, and the baby doesn't pater till after it's born. We said that earlier. So the mother says she can't get chalitza and get married now because there might be a viable baby. She has to wait till that baby is born. So therefore, we can't get married teichtes. Ella, but why can't she do the following? Tachlus b'loy teichtesha, tinatu lachatesha. Let her get chalitza now. Let her wait to the end of 9 months and then say, Mamarsha, did my son have a baby viable? I don't need chalitza. Did my tzara not have a baby viable? I already did chalitza. Let her get married. Why are we telling her that she can't do chalitza or yibum until she finds out the status of her tzara? Let her do chalitza now. Let her wait till the end of 9 months, and then she can go and say to whoever her rabbi is, Rabbi, I am a free lady. Either my tzara had a baby, or my tzara didn't have a baby, and then I had chalitza. It's a riot to Rish Lakish that you can't do chalitza during the 9 months. It doesn't count. Because chalitza is mubaris leishma chalitza. So she can't do chalitza, then at the end of 9 months tell her rabbi, Mamanam Shech, I'm free. What? Again, we don't know if her tzara is pregnant.
She's not mubaris. Chalitza
mubaris, chalitza on the mubaris. Hold on a second. If the tzara is mubaris, then there's no room for chalitza now.
That's called
food. Because we can't do chalitza in this situation.
Or to anybody. So chalitza is mubaris to any of the tzara.
Because one is mubaris, nobody is eligible for chalitza.
Okay. Right.
So Mamela, you can't do chalitza to one because it doesn't count. It's a riot to Rish Lakish. Because if not, let me just finish. If not, why can't we do chalitza now? And at the end of 9 months, she should say to her rabbi, Mamonah Shech, I'm free. And we say, no, you can't do chalitza. Why not? I can understand why you can't get married now. Because maybe the tzara is pregnant with a viable child who doesn't pater till it's born. So therefore, you have to wait till the baby is born. But to get married after 9 months, Mamonah Shech.
What happened to the klal? When do we deploy the klal of kol she'ena oilal yibum ena oilal?
Right here.
So this is
but again, we went for this 2 days ago and yesterday. Rish Lakish has a problem because she's not oilal yibum, but yet she becomes mutter yibum a few months later. But we pointed that out, that Rish Lakish has to deal with that thing. We're not allowing her to have yibum, but again, she's eligible for yibum. This is the mitzvah of Yibum, every Yavama.
You can't do it with chalitza, so I'm afraid. You can't do it when it's not eligible.
Well, that's what he said. Chalitza is mubaris, leishma chalitza, because kol she'ena oilal yibum, ena oilal chalitza. Can't do Yibum now, you can't do chalitza now.
It's not falling in prayer, ain't prayer, yeesh prayer.
I was waiting for Abraham to ask that
question.
I was mamish when I prepared. When I prepared, one of that going to ask, why don't we say this is dependent on Brera? And I said to him, oh, am I happy for Abraham Cone? And I went right to him. But that's what happens. You leave town for 3 days. You leave town for a whole week.
First of all, I listened to all the shiur. I asked him for the duty. Never shiur. What's his brother's name?
What are you talking about?
Who's Yudi's brother?
Or Meir. Meir Simcha.
Oh, I thought it was Simcha. Anyhow, let me do this. I was going to ask Brera, but every time Rebbe says the same answer on Brera, so when you listen the first time, you would have known.
I expected somebody to ask it. Not quite a mask it. I didn't see a good answer.
Why here is a good question, and then 5 times I ask it, it's not a good
question. Okay, but anyway, but Mamas, when I prepared it and I saw the question, I thought to myself, oh, Avram will have a question, but he left town for 5 days, you know what I mean? What can you do?
I'm afraid to ask it.
He didn't, you noticed, he didn't ask one question on the phone.
Yeah.
Not one.
You.
Okay. Something Gemara, I don't understand the right. So we're trying to prove his talk is right. Matter of fact, that we don't let it get Kalita. Something Gemara, Tamech, Tachlitz, Tzinat, Tzilachatas. It's not a Raya. So I'll ask you a better question. Let him wait for after 9 months and go to the rabbi and say, now I can get Kalita Maman of Shech. Now I can get chalitza mamonavshach. Because it's after 9 months. My tzara is not pregnant now. Either she had a baby or she didn't have a baby. So b'chol, it's a kash on this b'raisa. What do you mean she can't get chalitza till she finds out? Let her wait to the end of 9 months, even if you hold like Rish Lakish. At the end of 9 months, her tzara is not pregnant anymore. Let her get chalitza. If she needs it now. Exactly. So b'chol, the b'raisa is shver. That's not a right to Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish takes care of why she can't do chalitza now and get married after 9 months. But Rish Lakish doesn't take care of why she can't do chalitza after 9 months. And the Bride Mishnah said, you have to wait to find out the status of the tzara. Why?
What happens if she does get chalitza?
Again, let's not find out what happens. Let's find out what's going on. The Mishnah said she's not allowed to have chalitza until she finds out the status of the tzara. We want to prove Rish Lakish from there. How? Because we're asking, why can't she have chalitza now and get married after 9 months? Right? The Brises and the Gemara's counter to that is, you're not answering the problem. Because why can't she have chalitza after 9 months and get married?
What is the halacha there?
It says in the Mishnah, a woman whose husband went with her tzara l'mdina sayam.
Yeah.
She heard her husband died. Is not allowed to get chalitza, that's how we're translating Leitinase, or Yibum, until she knows the status of her tzara.
It doesn't find out for 2 years.
So she can't get anything, that's what it says.
2 years? Wow.
10 years, 100 years.
Wow.
Isn't that what the Mishnah says?
Well, it doesn't.
No?
Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Fiyam, that's all it says.
Again, Harizul like Tinase like Tishyabim. I'm reading the Mishnah. What do you see, Shemiyeh Vlad Ben Kiyama? The Mishnah says, "Ba'isha Shahalach Bailam B'Tiraslam Tinasayab Ubo Ba'amula Meiz Bailach Harizul like Tinase like Tishyabim Ad Chateda Shema Mubarati Tiraza."
So, Ad Chateda, you know after 10 months that she's not pregnant.
She has to find out if her tzara was pregnant or not. That's what it says.
So what does translate?
Till she finds out whether her tzara is pregnant.
Is pregnant.
No, or was pregnant. Same thing.
She was pregnant. She knew she was pregnant.
So then she can't do it. She has to wait it out. So again, it's disturbing my. I can't explain the Gemara.
Right?
No,
because it might be a Vlad Shekayama.
No, when she finds out that the kid is no kid,
she can have Yibum.
It was not Kayama.
Right.
Yeah.
So whatever you can say for Chalitza, you can say for Yibum.
Again.
Whatever you can do for Chalitza.
Yibum is dangerous. Chalitza is not dangerous.
After 9 months, either one you could do, correct?
No, it's not true. She doesn't know her status. She doesn't know if her tzara had a baby. Again, but the Mishnah is saying she can't do anything till she finds out. Why not, is the question. Why not? Let her not.
Hello, anybody there?
I am.
Yeah, he just cut. He cut out.
He probably the mute button. Okay. I'm going to call him.
Text him.
Anybody on right now?
Yep.
Hey, do we hang on to this or try it again?
I don't know. Give it a minute or so and see what happens.
Okay.
How are you, Moish?
Mazel Shem, we're going to see Avrami. He had a baby this past week.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Yeah,
is that
his first one? His first
one, yeah. What did he have? Boy?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, Mazel Tov. Very nice.
Okay. So again, the Mishnah says that a woman that her and her husband and her child went to Medina Sayyam. The way we...
What's going on?
The way... The way the Mishnah says, a husband and a tzara went to Medina Sayyam. She can't get married, which means she can't get chalitza and get married, or yibum, until she knows the status of a tzara. So the Gemara says, I understand why she can't get yibum chalitza now and get married now, because it could be that her tzara is pregnant and it doesn't pass until the baby is born. Got it. But why can't you do chalitza now and get married after 9 months? Is it right to Rish Lakish? The chalitza is Mubaris Lashem HaChalitza. Zok Tigma Ol Tameich. Tachlo Tzitzitah Se'le'achates. Let her get married and do chalitza after 9 months. And there everybody agrees it's a good chalitza. So Mechlal this Mishnah Shver. Why can't she get chalitza 10 months later and get married? Mamanashach. Was there a baby she didn't need chalitza? Was there not a baby she needed chalitza? So who cares? The cloud of the Mishnah stress, not a ride to a slunkish. Zokti Gemarina. Elabarmina dahi. That Mishnah is not a ride to anything. Da baye bar abba, baye bar oven. Reb Chanina bar oven. Da ami tavayu. Shemi yehe vlad ben kayama. The nimtza to machriza kus lakuna. We have a problem here. We don't like to do an unnecessary chalitza. If we allow chalitza, even after 9 months, and then we find out that the baby was viable, that means the chalitza was not good. That means she's muta lakuna. And people will see her getting married to a kayan, which is 100% legal. And people will say, hey, she's a chalitza. You have to make an announcement, she's muta makahuna. And therefore, we tell her no chalitza. Because if you do chalitza, people will think you're asked to a kayan, and you really might not be asked to a kayan. Let me just finish. Fact the Gemara, the Litzrucha, so announced that she's Mutin Lakuna. Dume Ike Inish, the Havi Bechalitza, the Havi Bechraza, maybe there's a person who'll be there by the Chalitza and won't hear the announcement that the Chalitza was not necessary. The Yasila Meymar, Kishari Chalitza Lakuna. Unbelievable Chumrah. Again, I know what everybody's going to ask, but let me just explain it. The Gemara said, Mishnah is saying, we don't want to do a chalitza. Because the chalitza might not be a chalitza. And she might want to marry a kayan. And people will walk around saying the chalitza is marrying a kayan. So therefore, no chalitza. So you're going to ask me, she is going to promise never to marry a kayan. She'd rather be free. Then stick around and wait till she finds out what happens to her tzara. I have no answer to that question. The Mishnah is saying, since she'll find out that the baby was viable, she'll have a kayin that wants to marry her. She'll be perfectly legal to marry. But the world will say a chalutza is marrying a kayin. So we say, we don't want chalutza given.
When?
When chalutza is not necessary.
When?
Anytime.
Okay, so what's it? So was there a kid at the end?
Yes.
Maybe yes, maybe not. We don't know.
At the end, at 9 months, was there a kid or not?
Yes, say there was.
The chalitza was done. Well, when was the chalitza done?
After 9 months.
The chalitza was done after 9 months. So that's not a chalitza. So really, she can marry a kayin. And the problem is,
people will see her marrying a kayin and they won't know that the chalitza was a non-chalitza.
Because the baby was
alive. They don't know what the baby's doing in China.
I mean, I thought it said that the person's going to be there.
So Terence is making an announcement in Bethlehem that the chalitza wasn't good and she can marry a kayin. The answer is not everybody's there for every announcement.
Yeah, so
you ever notice that people aren't there sometimes for announcements?
Especially there in Detroit. But the point of it is that we had this so many times, we never had, I never heard of this thing before.
That's why we learned this Gemara. You should hear a new thing today. It's unbelievable.
No.
It's exactly why we learned this Gemara. Imagine, you just heard a new thing today.
For the
world's benefit. We don't want people saying chalutza married a kaya, because they'll say it's mutter. The rabbi was Masada Kedushin.
You find some chumras for kahuna, what do we do, right? Simply
we had a whole top of the chumras for kahuna. Zuckerashi. Now, there's a long grashi here.
Oh.
Zuckerashi. All the way up. Hitzaratza. Shaluk Baila, a lot of Rashi. Look, Rashi, Shaluk Baila, 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 Baitinasi, Kasaka, Daita, Kavile, De Chalitza, Kamar. The Waitinasi, Lashuk, Kailam, she should never get married. She can never get married. Even if she gets Chalitza. Till she finds out what happened. He Tsarasa. Aisa Tsarasa, Shahoki, Imai. She has to find out if that Tsara is pregnant. Avo, Ishama, Lasha, Aina, Mubaris. What have happened if she heard that the chalutza is not, that the tzara is not muberes? 5 months after they left, the husband died. She hears 4 months later, she gets a message that she's not pregnant. Tzabim. Look, I've seen a shem and nafta bayit lacheres from dina tayab. Rashi's telling you, you don't have to be afraid to marry maybe a third woman. Right? He was married to Rachel and to Leah. He and Leah went to Medina Tayab. Rachel now hears that her husband died. 4 months later, she hears that Leah was not pregnant. But maybe the guy married a third lady.
The new tzara came on the scene.
That you don't have to worry about. Well, Haki Tanan, that's why the Mishnah uses the word hitzarata. Shemu Mubaris hitzarata. Why doesn't it say Shemu Mubaris tzarata? To say you only have to worry about this tzara. You don't have to be worried about a second tzara that wasn't existent in the time of you when you knew your husband. Rachim Mepharish Beperke Isha. It'll be discussed over there. You don't have to worry that maybe the husband married a third wife. Why can't she do chalitza mamonavshach? Either way, chalitza will pater her. Now, here is the girsa, I'm going to do it the regular way, that Rashi had, that we don't have. And Rashi's going to say that the girsa makes no sense. Bishlai metachlitz b'loy teich gimel, b'tinasi b'teich gimel shemei shlai. To do it within 3 months of his death, it doesn't work. Epsher, the hainu suffix, ben tesla rishon ben zayin lachlan. Meaning, she can't do chalitza, right, because maybe her tzara is pregnant. Right? And therefore, her tzara One second. Okay. Again, there's a gears in the Gemara. I want to explain this. What I'm going to learn now is not the way our Gemara has it. There was a gears in the Gemara as follows. Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Leah went to Medina Tayam. 2 years later, Rachel hears that her husband died. So she wants to do chalitza right away. Right away. This is the gears in the Gemara that we don't have. She wants to do chalitza 10 days after her husband died. And get married. Right. The answer is, it's not working again? Oh, okay. The answer is, you can't do that. Because the rule is, a woman is not allowed to get married within 90 days of her husband's death, even though her husband was in China the last 2 years. Because we made a loy plug. No woman can get married within 90 days of her husband's death because she might be pregnant from her husband. This lady here hasn't seen her husband in 2 years. She's not pregnant from him. But that's a rule across the board. So to let her get chalitza right away and get married right away is not possible because she might, the halacha of that she might be pregnant applies to her even though there's no chance she was pregnant, because that's a loy plug. It's a rule that says a woman cannot get married within 90 days of her husband's death. So she can't get chalitza 10 days after her husband dies and get married right away. So let's read it inside. Again, this is not our girsum. Shemais loy, because Epsher, the Hainu Suffolk, lay Epsher is not possible. The Hainu Suffolk, the Bentesvilishin of Ben Lachwin, we view it as if the baby is a doubtful baby. It might be from the first husband. The Filu Nisus Beis Yamim, Besaif Gimel Chadashim, even if she got married on day 88, the Yolda Besaif Tes, the Baharishin, and she gives birth 7 months later, which is 9 months from the first husband. Katikin Lamemer Shema Banzai Lachwin, who might be from the second one. The Avapishain of Lav Chadashim of Beis Yamim, even though it's only 6 months and 2 days since she married the second marriage. The Kaimalon, Yeletus Lazayin, Yeletus Lamukhtoy. 7th month means any time after the end of the 6th month. Mukhtoy means any time in the 7th month. The Avagavas of Trashid, he lav Vadim Muberes. She's for sure not Muberes.
Which one?
The one that stayed home.
Right.
The Mikdikani Shema Muberes Sarasa. It's a long time since her husband left. So why does she have to worry that she's pregnant? She's for sure not pregnant. Loi plug Rabbanan Benoshim. Rabbanan said all women are equal. El Tsukula Trichas Lahamtin, as if they might be pregnant. So we can understand why chalitza can't be done right away. And she should get married right away.
90 days.
Why can't you do chalitza after 90 days or during the 90 days and get married after the 90 days? That's the Gemara's catch according to this Gersa. So Rashi, Vakashali, how could you ask a question like that, that you should get married after 3 months? Even if you say the chalitza was good, that's only true if it ends up being non-viable. But over here, her tzara might have a viable baby. And everybody says the chalitza doesn't work now if the baby ends up being viable. It can't be the Gemara. The Gemara seems, according to this girsa, the Gemara's question was, let her do chalitza after 10 days and let her get married after 3 months. How can the Gemara ask that? Maybe the baby is viable. And if the baby is viable, the chalitza doesn't work. Even if your chalitza is Muber Shema chalitza. It only works if we know the baby ends up not being viable.
She didn't get married
Before
the baby was born?
No.
She didn't get married until the end?
A stranger.
Now, the problem with that is, if it's not viable...
If the baby is viable, everybody holds the chalitza did nothing for her.
There's no yibum.
But she can't get married. She was a mizukuk. She was skuka. The baby doesn't pass until the baby is born.
Okay, but now the baby's born.
Again, the Gemara's girsa was takloitz b'toich gimel v'tinasei la'achar gimel. That was the girsa Rashi had. Let her have chalitza 25 days after her husband died, and let her get married on day 91. Doctor, how can we get a letter get married at 91? If her tzara is pregnant, she has to wait till the baby is born. If it's a viable baby, she's not removed from her husband till that baby is born. How could the Gemara have a girsa that says she can get married on day 91? Therefore, the Rashi v'nir bein adogi gesina. Bishlam betachlis bloy tef. Therefore, Rashi changes the girsa to the way we have it. She can't be chaylis betach tef between us and betach tef loy. The hainu suffix shemi hev lat tzaras to ben kayama. Because maybe the tzaras ben will be viable. Ain't be a chalitza per teres a leplat. Then she'll be putter through the baby. The baby doesn't pop until it's born. But lo yigasin any ben tesla rishon. The word ben tesla rishon doesn't even exist here. That was written into mistaken svarim. Alatachlus beloy says betinatz alachet test memarosham. Ima betzaras to be pila oilavu beres haboi. If a tzara was pregnant and miscarried or wasn't pregnant, her chalitza zu. It's her chalitza zu. She got chalitza
after 90.
After 90. Meaning, let her get married after 9 months. With a mamasha, she can get chalitza any time after the husband died, and get married 9 months later. Mamasha. Was the baby viable? It's born. Was the baby not viable? She got chalitza.
Is who she marries here?
A different person, a non-relative.
Good.
If it was a viable baby, it was already born. The reason we don't let her get chalitza during 9 months and get married afterwards is she might have been pregnant, and then the baby was not viable. But he chalitza like patrik, Rish Lakish. It's a ride to Rish Lakish. Since one of them was Muberes, the other one can't get chalitza. They mean an ayin aleph, because there's no eligibility for yibum. Dr. Gemara, Tameh, even if you're right, if the reason you can't get chalitza is because she might be Muberes, taklus lachatas, to wait till after 9 months. The hashtavada lab Muberesi, for sure she's not Muberes, it's Hidase. Umay time ektani, I should say that. Not for a little time, kind of shun him. The Mishnah says she has to find out, even if it's 5 years later. Ela bar minadahi. That Bryce, that Mishnah doesn't prove anything. Kleimar. Mahi loy seidek shatu lishlekish. From there you can't prove a riot to lishlekish. The hubby tani loy taklus loy test, lichinatu lachetes. That which it says no chalitza during 9 and getting married after 9, has some time of lab mishum suffering yivam alishoku. It's not because she might be a yivam alishok. Because after 9, she's for sure not a Yavam Elishuk. And look at that, by Barav and Shemi have Latsarasa ben Kayama. Maybe the baby will be viable. But if this Chalitza is Shloi L'Tzairach, it was an unnecessary Chalitza. Ukshera Lakuna. Umisha Rab Chalitza, the one who saw the Chalitza, Machzika Kapsula Lakuna, will think she's Pasa Lakuna. But the Tzairach Lahachriz, the Uz, Shizula Pasa Lachalitza. You'll have to make an announcement. And we're afraid that somebody won't be in the announcement. So at the end of the day, we have no proof to Rish Lakish. Because that Mishnah is shver anyway. Why can't this woman wait 10 months, have chalitza, and get married? And say, Mamarasha. Either my tzara had a baby, or she didn't have a baby, I got chalitza. The answer is, because 3 years later, you might find out she had a baby. And if she had a baby, the chalitza was not good, and she can marry a kayan. And meanwhile, people will go around saying a chalitza married a kayan. So therefore we say, no chalitza. Now, even though this is the problem that I always have, this woman can promise never to marry a kayan. So if it is, we don't rely on that.
What happens if I was the chassan?
You have a wife.
No, what I'm
who
saying,
serves you supper.
No, what I'm saying, you think she would just say, she sees me, she thinks she's going to say no? I don't know, I'm just thinking as an example.
But to the end of the day, we have no riot to Rishlakish. The reason we don't have chalitza over there is nothing to do with chalitza's mubaris. It's because we don't want to have a situation which has chalitza that ends up being not necessary. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said the whole riot was never a riot to begin with. We misunderstood the mission. Yes.
Could I, before we move on, can I just ask a quick question about this balancing of priorities here that we're about to leave? You may have mentioned this earlier and I missed it. It seems quite draconian the way that we're not only protecting the kahuna, we're protecting the perception of the kahuna against the potential reality that this widow, who may be a widow or not, might starve to death. Just because it's not that we're protecting the purity of the kahuna, we're protecting the perception among the populace that someone might be able to marry a kohen after they've had chalutza. It just seems the fear here, just to me, does not seem very balanced with the potential harm to this lady, who her rebbeim could prevent her from marrying a kohen, and she could marry anybody else in the population.
Answer to your question is, I don't have an answer. That was I mentioned that was bothering me. I just didn't express
didn't
it as vividly as you expressed it. It bothered me. Why can't we do something else to prevent this and let this woman get married? But you're saying that I understand your question. I don't have an answer, except Chazal are obviously very worried about the perception of kahuna. That's the answer, but the question you have is a good question. Meaning the bottom line is, we're letting this woman have to find out the status of her tzara, which might take a long time, because the tzara is not here.
Or it may not ever occur. But yeah, but the reality is, in those days, if someone left the country with another wife, you may never hear from them again. There was no...
Yes, you're right. The Gemara seems to assume that sooner or later you find out. But again, it might be later than sooner. It might not be for a few years. Rashi's lesson is Kamashanim. It seems that ultimately she will find out. But I don't know how long that ultimately is.
But who's to say that the information they did find out would be accurate? Who's to say? You're not going to have two Adim if you find out. You might
well,
have
that's
one
what it has to be.
Travels.
It's going to have to be two Adim.
So then the chances of her really finding out whether the information is true or not is I don't want to say it's remote, but it's not exactly likely, because he left with this other wife. He's gone. He left her there. So her life, I don't want to paint it anymore.
There are definitely cases where you're right. But in my mind, when they leave Lemdina Dayam, she knows their location. She knows where they went to. And she has to find two men who were there who were able to tell her, was there a birth or not? Which shouldn't be that hard. Except, I don't know how long travel takes till these two men end up in the city that happened to be there, happened to have been there, you know, when after the husband died. But you're presenting a case that she doesn't know where they are, which is possible.
I guess what bothers me more is not that it's a potential violation of the kahuna. It's a potential violation of the perception of the kahuna, where chinuch among the population could solve that.
The husband left with his second wife. He's married. He's alive. Somebody's got to take care of her here. Obviously, the husband had to have left provisions for her. Now she heard that her husband died. I mean, somebody came and told her husband died. So now she has to start investigating what's going on over there. I mean, her husband left, right? He must, as a husband, left provisions for her. That's his obligation. If he didn't keep his obligation, we got a problem for her anyway. But the Gemara is not dealing with that issue at all.
Okay. All right.
I'm a rabbi. Sorry?
Not able to marry anyone.
Who?
Until she finds out,
she cannot marry anyone, correct? Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, you know, this whole proof was built on a mistaken assumption. The Mishnah's words were, she shouldn't get married or get Yibum. You understood that to mean that she can't get Chalitza and get married. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it means she shouldn't get married without chalitza or get yibum, but she should do chalitza. The Mishnah never said harzulei tachlites. The Mishnah says this lady cannot get married or get yibum. We understood that to mean she can't get married through chalitza, nor can she do yibum until she finds out what was happening. And therefore we had a problem. Why can't she do chalitza and get married? So we came up with the fact that we're protecting the perception of kahuna. Abaye said that might be wrong. Perhaps we let her have chalitza. During 9 months if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, after 9 months if you hold like Rish Lakish. And then after 9 months she can get married. Mamarosha. Was there a baby? She's butter. If not, she received chalitza. The Mishnah that said Harizu wait to nothing meant she can't say, since my Tzara wasn't pregnant when she left here, I can get married without anything. I'm sorry. She can't say my Tzara probably had a baby, and she can't say she probably didn't have a baby. She has to wait out and find out, or get chalitza and get married. Loitinase doesn't mean with chalitza. Loitinase means without chalitza. Don't get married. Don't assume your Tzara had a baby. And don't do yibam. Don't assume that she didn't have a baby. But you can do chalitza. I'm going to buy immediately tachlitz with the sabbat tani. Did it say not chalitza, not yibam? Like, see, not say like the sabbat tani. It says you shouldn't get married or do yibam. Right? But like chalitza. I believe chalitza for Achin Amidisharia. But if you gave chalitza, she's mutter. Achin Amidisharia. So the whole basis was a mistake, Abaya says. We made an assumption that loitinase means with the benefit of chalitza. Who says? Loitinase means without the benefit of chalitza. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm a rabbi, be the loitachal at the 720 to tezik minas yata l'rishlakish. You wanted to bring a raya? Loitinase, Tani. The loitinase l'shug b'loi chalitza. All it meant is, she cannot get married without chalitza. L'smach b'loi matzarati yolda l'vayli. She can't say, oh, for sure my tzara had a baby. Most women have babies. She's claiming right. Majority says that the tzara probably had a baby. But it could be if she does chalitza, she becomes mutter after 9 months. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is right. Meaning, the whole proof to Rish Lakish was a mistake. The whole proof was assuming that you can't, chalitza won't work here. So first we thought chalitza won't work during 9 months. Now we had a question, so do chalitza after 9 months? So we said, no, you can't do it because of the damage to kahuna. Rabbi says the thing is a mistake. Maybe we let her do chalitza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we let her do it during the 9 months. According to Rish Lakish, we let her do it after 9 months. But all the Bramishna is saying is, this woman cannot say, I assume my tzara had a baby. Don't assume anything. And she can't assume that she didn't have a baby and have yibum. She has to wait after 9 months. And then after 9 months, she can get chalitza and get married. Mamanoshach. The Mishnah never precluded that. So then Rabbi holds the whole riot was a mistake. It was built on an assumption that doesn't exist. The assumption was Arzula Tanase means even with the benefit of chalitza. And that's not true. That's not what Arzula Tanase means. Zakti Gemarvait. Tanya Kabasa to Rish Lakish. We learned the raya to Rish Lakish. Hakhailit the Mubarath Vipila. Somebody who gives chalitza to Mubarath. And then she miscarried. Shrika chalitza menach. The bride clearly states that the chalitza did not work and she needs a new chalitza. So this is a raya to Rish Lakish without any ifs and buts. It's a beferish raya from a bride. Rashi? No Rashi. Zokti Gemar Vayt. Amar Rava. Hilchasei Kavasei the Rish Lakish Bahani Klas. We paskin like Rish Lakish in three cases in Shas. When he argues with Rabbi Yochanan, three times we paskin like him, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Rishonim point out that there are other places that we paskin like him, but in those cases, other Amaroyim had said the same thing as him. In these three cases, it was him versus Rabbi Yochanan. In every other case, when it's him versus Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In the following three cases, we paskin like Rish Lakish. Chada had Amram. One is our case. We paskin like Rish Lakish. The chalitza mubaris leishma chalitza, and bias mubaris leishma bia. We paskin like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Idach d'tnan. and the other one has nothing to do with Masechtas Yevamos. The halacha is that a person cannot, at least according to the Rabbanan Shita, cannot divert Yerusha. He cannot say, my one son should inherit more than the other son. And even Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, who allows it, only allows it between sons, but he cannot give his daughter a Yerusha when his son is around. Cannot change the laws of inheritance. But he can give presents. Now, what if he writes a star that's vague, that doesn't say, it says the words inherit and presents? So the Mishnah says, HaMechalik Nechasiv Lepev, somebody who's dividing his properties, his possessions. Reba Lechat, Umiyad Lechat, he gave one more, one less, the Yishulam HaSamchor, or he took away the Pishnayim, Dvarav Kayam. If he gets it as a present, living people can give presents, he gives it as a present, it works. If Amar Mishim Yerusha, however, if he says he wants it to work as inheritance, then it doesn't work. He cannot divert Yerusha, because once he's dead, he has no control. He can give presents. That's what the Mishnah says. With Amar Mishim, right, Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. That's Rashi, Apiv, Achrei Divrei Piv, V'loi B'stam Yerusha Mishnika, Riba Lechad, Amir Lechad, Ishishlam, Ismachar, Dwarv Kayamim, the Lekulam Natsim Bechayav, he gave it to them as presents. V'enkai Yerusha, Little Bechayra, there's no Yerusha. V'loi Apshutim, Little Besheva. And there's no Yerusha that the regular one should split evenly. Elamasha Riba, Riba Masha Mi'at Mi'at, he gave as a present. However, Mevamah Mishim Yerusha, Pliny Yiris, son of Plainus, this one should inherit that field. Pliny saw the Plainus, Le'am Reklum, Shehis Namasha Kostu B'Tayra, he went against the Tayra, Tzorai Batu, he didn't split it evenly. Yerusha split evenly, and the Bukhar gets Pishnayim. You don't control Yerusha. One controls presence. That's what the Mishnah is saying. We will continue, Mer Tashem, tomorrow. Everybody should have a pleasant day.